You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena, Marama. It's great to have you back on the show. How are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel, Atamari. I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me back.
It's nice to speak with you. A lot's happened since we last spoke. Big news internally for the Green Party, of course, is that James Shaw is going to be stepping down as co-leader. He'll stick around as an MP for a little bit to see his bill through their sort of early readings as well. But this must be quite a big internal shift for you guys. What have been some of the thoughts and conversations you've been having around this change?
Yes, it is a change, one that I've known of for longer than the public, obviously. So we have had, internally, we've had a bit more time to get used to the idea, and change is always different and weird and often hard for people. And, you know, so James and I have been co-leaders together for 6 years. We've become very close, a close working relationship. Often the only two who are fully involved in many different crises, challenges and celebrations. And so I am really grateful for James's leadership and work and contribution to the kaupapa. And yes, we are currently going through the process of determining who the next co-leader is going to be. And this is going to follow the same process which the party has had all along, which affirms the power of the membership, of the grassroots membership and branches, to have the votes for who the next co-leader will be.
Well, it's going to be a really interesting time, and I'm sure we'll come back to talk about that a little bit more in the coming weeks. But let's talk a wee bit about Waitangi Day first off the bat. Really different Waitangi Day this year than we've perhaps seen in previous years. Being on the treaty grounds, being up in that space, what were some big takeaways for you from both what we heard from the government but also what we saw from people who'd come to be at the treaty grounds?
The kaha of the treaty is the first thing that I want to say. And people, we have now had generations of Māori, mana whenua, tangata whenua, and non-Māori working together at so many different levels for the benefit of everybody, whether it's protecting our environment, restoring wetlands, cleaning up rivers, cleaning up waterways, and working together for the care of the community. And we've got generations of that, and so a lot of people, gosh, we had no idea how many were going to turn up to Waitangi, and I thought, oh, maybe that's just Waitangi, but it was actually Waitangi events all around the country, I hear. And so a lot of, realisation from people of all backgrounds, wanting to show support for our founding document, and that is really heartwarming and something that we are clearly going to have to keep up. We can't take that for granted, that shared sense of loyalty to our country's founding document and our identity.
Was there anything in particularly the Prime Minister's speech or the speeches from David Seymour and Winston Peters that surprised you or that stood out to you as something that you know kind of caught your ear in that conversation?
I would say nothing was surprising because I expect them to have either indifference or outright hostility. Outright hostility towards Te Tiriti and towards the tinoranga tiritanga of tangata whenua. They've been flagging that to us for some time. But I have to say, I was surprised at how banal the Prime Minister's speech was. Just absolutely not talking to Waitangi, not talking to Ngāpuhi, not talking to the thousands of people in front of him on the ground, which is, it's rude, it's unprofessional, it's unbecoming of a Prime Minister, and just wheeled out the most banal campaign talking points that they've always had through the past years of the National Party. So I was a bit surprised and disappointed, but not altogether something that we wouldn't expect from them.
It's going to be a very interesting time. Let's talk a wee bit about what's been happening in the last few days in Palestine. Israel's been leading a really intense campaign of bombing in Rafah, and this has been, I think, causing a lot of outrage across the world. What is the Green Party wanting the New Zealand government to do in response to this? What are your calls to action there?
Oh, immediate and enduring ceasefire at the very least. That's been our call to action from the very start. But with what has happened in Rafah, we have seen the Prime Minister, criticise what is happening in Rafah, but we haven't seen him take any steps. He hasn't let the public know what steps he has actually taken to call for and influence a call for an immediate and enduring ceasefire. And in our questions to him in the House at question time, he committed to wanting to work towards and collectively with other countries towards a ceasefire and protecting civilians, but has taken no further steps, even when we've asked him, on actually doing that. We are a part of several different partnerships and networks across, including with Australia, with the UK, with the US, and we should be using every opportunity with our full throats as a country to demand an immediate ceasefire and protect civilians. And so that is the least that we can be asking for. But right now, we've got to shut the Israeli embassy down. And I would actually support us being very critical of the US embassy here as well. Because until they actually, gosh, how about respecting international humanitarian law? Stop bombing children and families, men and women, hospitals, schools, civilian homes, and stop murdering people for absolutely no good reason at all.
When you say push those embassies down, what does that actually mean? What would you like to see action taken in that regard?
It's closing them down. It's saying you are not welcome here. We will not host your representatives here until you have shown serious steps. So it's basically expelling them, and it's adding to that action, serious steps towards an immediate and enduring ceasefire. And that should be the least. That should be the least that we do. But we also have to pay regard to supporting humanitarian supplies and access, and that is through UNRWA, the UN agency that has the relationships and ability to get what is needed out on the ground to people who are starving and dying right now.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Marama. It's been great to speak with you. Lots of really big topics to get talking about this morning, which we will come back to in coming weeks. But take care until then. Have a great rest of your day.
Rachel, thank you for having me. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.